Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Ira Silver, at Ira Silver Magic on Twitter. And I got my main man, Devin Ellington, alongside with me today. We are going to break down two MLB games and Monday Night Football. Before we get started, give a shout out to our sponsors over at Manscaped.com. They have the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 with their water-resistant technology. It's fantastic. I love mine. So should you. Go to Manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, as always, you're at DALE007 on Twitter. What's up, buddy? How are you today?
Doing well. We had an exciting weekend of football, literally the weekend. I mean, it was like the last couple of games were pretty spectacular. Looking forward to covering some playoff baseball now.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We got a couple games on the slate today. How was your Saturday and Sunday? Did you do all right?
All right, but not as good as I always would like to do, which is, 100%, but that's kind of what we all want. But, some exciting college games. Had some dogs hit for me, like K-State. That was really fun.
Yeah, and those two early NFL picks I gave out last Monday or Tuesday on the show hit as well. That was the Raiders plus 12.5. They are outright winners over the Kansas City Chiefs. And I gave out the Cleveland Browns plus 2.5 closing line down to Browns minus 1. Browns get the outright victory as well. That was a good one. Hit a nice little teaser as well. For the listeners out there, that was an exciting one. Seattle had to score in that late rainy night last night, and they did to help me push the teaser to 3-0 for the last 3 weeks. So let's see if we can get them one this week again. We got two games. Let's break down the first one. We got Lance McCullers and the Houston Astros plus 110. Against Charlie Morton and the Tampa Bay Rays, minus 130, over under 8.5 runs right now. Devin, I know you're a big follower of both of these teams. Can you tell us a little bit about these two pitchers against these batting lineups? And maybe there's an edge to be had in this game here.
So for Lance McCullers, I mean, he's been in this position, and you could say the same about Charlie Morton. But so I think what you're going to see here is two pretty dominant right-handers take the mound tonight. I think offenses are probably going to have to play smart and try to get up early. I'm not sure if they'll be successful. Both these teams aren't really productive as far as the first five goes and don't really allow, you've seen them allow it in their spots, sure. But, for the season and the postseason, the first five innings, based off defense alone, Houston and Tampa Bay haven't really gotten in too many rough spots. So I look for some quality pitching to get the game started. And I think it might be a little bit similar to what we had last night in that 2-1 grind fest, but maybe closer to like a 3-1, 3-2. But these bullpens are pitching really, really well right now, Tampa Bay's specifically. And Dusty Baker's managing the heck out of this postseason is all I want to say on him. So,
yeah, I mean, are you do you have any conviction on a side here?
I want to go with Houston to even up the series. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
I just think Tampa Bay is a better team. They play better team baseball. I'm going to take another shot here with the Rays at minus 130. Over seems a little bit precarious here at 8.5. You know, after that slug, after the, you know, the back and forth in game one and a low scoring game, you got to think this total is a little inflated, and you wonder why it's at 8.5 here. It's a higher total than the second game, which includes two high powered offenses with the Braves and the Dodgers. So it's a little weird, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. I think one major part could be, you know, or minor part, I don't know. But the combination of Bregman, Tucker, and Correa. Bregman hits 429 against righties in this postseason. Tucker's hitting 400, and then Correa's hitting 563 against righties. So I think maybe the books and the money, you know, the lines makers might have seen the upgrade from lefty to righties. And then the Rays got some guys that mash pretty well against righties as well. Arizarena, to be specific, on their roster.
Yeah, I might look at the over 8.5 here. It just seems like a fishy line here to me. Moving on, we have the Atlanta Braves and Max Fried, the lefty on the mound at plus 120 against the favorites, the Los Angeles Dodgers and Walker Buehler at minus 140 here. Over under 8 runs, shaded to the over minus 115 here. Any thoughts for you going into game one of this series between these two high-powered offenses?
If the Braves don't strike out a ton, which they're known to do, and Walker Buehler's been really great this postseason, striking people out.
He sure has.
So
he sure has.
I'm looking for maybe that hole to maybe not hopefully be there tonight, because if I'm going to pick one dog, I might as well pick both, because I love Max Fried. And the Dodgers, you know, if you want to call it a downgrade, they're one of the best teams, probably the best team in all of baseball. You know, they actually do hit a little bit worse against lefties. And Max Fried, if he can go deep to six innings, and maybe two thirds and help the bullpen out, they've actually been getting some decent outings from recent bullpen arms to get them to this point. So, yeah, I'm going to pick the other dog here. So I'm picking both dogs tonight, I guess. I didn't plan that.
I've already played this game. I've already made a wager on this game, and I took a stab with the Atlanta Braves. I got a higher price here than what I'm seeing right now. I already played the Braves at plus 127 in this game. For all the reasons you're saying, the Dodgers do get a slight downgrade against the left-handed pitching. I think this Braves team can get after the Dodgers pitching here in this matchup. I really, really like what I've seen out of the Braves, and I'm taking it. I already took a stab here with the Braves at plus 127. It's down right now. I'm seeing plus 120, plus 122. So yeah, I'm ahead of the market there, I guess. And listen, man, I think the Dodgers have a tough task ahead of them here against this Braves team.
They do. And then one last little bit, you know, Brian Roberts commented on that he didn't really know who his closer was right now. So, you know, there's not a lot of faith in Kelly. And then Kenley Jansen's come in and pretty much given up, you know, runs every time he's come out. So they got some problems to work out in that part of the pitching staff. So keep an eye on that, I would say.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah, man. Are you ready for some football? That's all I got to ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
We got a fun, interesting Monday night game here. I gave it out on the podcast earlier this week, and the line now has been fluctuating between 7.5 and 6.5. It's now back up to +7.5, -125 at the moment. It's been moving all day long. I gave out the Chargers early in the week at +7.5, -110. You're going to get some juice on that right now at +7.5. I think if you like the Chargers tonight, maybe wait a little bit before game time, because you know all the Saints money is going to come pouring in on the public here. This Chargers team is phenomenal on defense. I think it might have the best secondary in the league right now. And they're going to go up against a Saints team with Drew Brees at the helm, who's looked a little indecisive at times, a little shaky. Arm strength may or may not be there right now. Looks like they're doing some new schemes in the offense. And I love Justin Herbert. You know, I bet on him to win the Heisman. Big follower, like I said, of the Pac-12 as a graduate of USC. Go Trojans. So I do definitely keep tabs on what's going on the West Coast, especially now that I'm down in Miami. But yeah, it seems like a big play for me here with the Chargers +7.5. Hopefully we'll move to 3-0 this weekend in the NFL for the listeners after the Browns and the Raiders. This was the third pick that I had with conviction. Any thoughts for you here on this game or total? Total's at 50.5, shaded to the over, -115.
So I was actually looking at the over of 52. You know, the Saints have been scoring points like crazy. At least 30 points their last three games, if I remember right. They're also going to be getting back some key guys on defense to maybe give them another, you know, possession or two in Davenport and Lattimore. I'm looking hopefully for a healthy Joey Bosa for the Chargers because I do like that side. Not an official play. My official play here is going to be the over 52. But with Justin Herbert in there, I mean, he's got a strong arm and his receivers are seeing benefits of it, but they had a couple guys that are going to be out on the offensive line. Brian Beluga again, unfortunately, because he's an interior lineman that's good for communication and such. But, you know, this kid's pretty good and he's going to be going up against Drew Brees. Like you said, you've been following him for a while and, I was excited to see what he could do when he was given an opportunity. And I didn't think he was going to look this poised, honestly. So I'm excited to see him go up against a pretty good Saints team and put up some points for my over.
Awesome. Any games that stick out to you, early lines, either in the NFL or NCAA Saturday, where you think maybe there'll be some movement to your side and the line will move in your favor?
So a couple that I jumped on automatically just in college football, obviously, because that's where I, you know, hang out mostly. I've talked about Liberty before on the podcast, and they're playing Syracuse this weekend. It opened at a pick, and now it's to Liberty -3.5. I got them at -2.5 because my number was 2. This Liberty team, man, they got a chance to go 5-0. They just made the jump up to the FBS. You know, this is only their second year. Hugh Freeze is their head coach. He used to coach in the SEC. Of course, we know about the sanctions and the bad trouble he got into. But Liberty hired an athletic director. He turned both football and basketball around. They were going to be in the March Madness tournament this year. And then I already, you know, knew what this line was going to be, so I didn't really need the help of the books. But UTSA and Army, the Roadrunners, San Antonio, you know, they're down there playing some solid defense and they have a staunch run game. They're going against Army. Guess how many points Army just scored on the Citadel?
Not many.
14. Guess how many points they allowed against the Citadel? 9.
Enough to win, but
enough
but,
to win. Yeah. So check UTSA out this weekend. They're getting a full 7 right now at opening line. That's going to come crashing down, I think. And those are my two big spots right now for college football. NFL, I'm just kind of patiently waiting for something else that I like, I think, right now.
All right. Maybe I'll have something for you tomorrow. I haven't quite gotten my nose dirty with these lines yet. But, yeah, that's it for the games. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
You know, enjoy the Monday night football, enjoy the postseason baseball, and congrats to the Lakers. We didn't even touch on that, so it was kind of cool to see that. Rajon Rondo, I don't know if you saw my tweet, only modern-day Laker and Celtic to have won championships with both franchises. Only player since the merger. Clyde Lovett did it in 1963 and 1964, but that was with the ABA. Useless fact of the day.
And as always, we'll end with that useless fact of the day. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm at Iris Silver Magic Devins at DALE007. Follow along for all of our official plays on Twitter. We love the banter as well. We're always on it and active. If you have any questions, comments about any game lines, we're here to help at any time. Thanks to manscaped.com. Use the promo code COMP20 to get 20% off and free shipping. And mybookie.ag. Sign up and get a 100% match on your first deposit. That's all for us today. We are a HoopBall presentation. That's hoop-ball.com and at HoopBall Gaming as well on Twitter. Thanks, guys. Let's go win some money today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.